Blowing in the Wind, that is the version by Sultans of String from their latest CD, Subcontinental Drift. And Sultans of String is going to be in concert tonight. I hear that show is sold out, unfortunately, at the Arts Garage, though there are still tickets left for the Banyan Bowl on Thursday in Pinecrest Gardens in South Miami. That show is being organized by Hadi Yazigi, who is presenting it as a fundraiser for Syrian refugees. And in the studio with me now is Hadi. And Hadi, Chris McCool said some pretty nice things about you, so that was very nice.
He's a very nice guy.
And so you went to the concert with him last year, was it? Is that how you found out about Sultans of String?
Yes, it was last February. And we actually heard the announcement on this radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife got interested in it because, you know, it's a melange of different things. So we didn't know what to expect. We went and we were really blown away. And like he said, we fell in love with them from the first sight, so to speak.
And how? So you decided to do a show with them?
Well, I've been thinking about this idea for several years, actually.
Helping out refugees of Syria?
Mostly internally displaced people. You know, there are, speaking of refugees, there's about 4 million, that's the estimate. Nobody knows exactly how many are refugees, but about 4 million Syrians are refugees outside the country. But almost double that number are the people who are living under miserable conditions that are internally displaced. They're not refugees. So they don't get as much attention as the refugees because the refugees are always on the go. They are, you know, there's easy access to them by journalists. So they capture them on cameras. But the internally displaced people, twice as many.
This is a problem that here in America we don't know because we don't see it. But but the conditions in Syria is atrocious, is from what you're saying.
In the war zone areas, yes.
Why? How did this happen?
Gee, I wish I knew. But my view is really not, in alignment with the mainstream media views, because unfortunately, the mainstream media is not really paying attention to the real story, and they are just spreading basically unfortunately a propaganda message that we hear every day.
What are we to believe? You're saying that we're being fed misinformation about Syria?
Well, what I tell people is remember what happened in Iraq 10 years ago or 12 years ago now. Weapons of mass destruction, slam dunk, all that. The media just kind of repeated without any challenge, although, you know, investigative journalists were challenging that. The same thing's happening in Syria now. It's not different. The incubator baby stories from Kuwait was basically a hoax. We do have stories that are hoax, you know, that are being even repeated by politicians, you know.
I'm in the studio with Hadi Yazigi, who's turning your frustration into a fundraiser. In fact, this isn't the main fundraiser. When did you start this organization?
It's actually not an organization. It's an idea. I like to look at it as a project.
Okay.
You know, because I'm a full-time, busy practicing physician, actually. I have nothing to do with events and concerts. But I always wanted to do something related to music to raise funds and also raise awareness. You know, music is a great thing. Like Chris was saying, it crosses bridges easily. You know, you could be sitting in a concert. On your right would be a right-wing person. On your left would be a left-wing person. And you wouldn't even know. You know, that's the beauty of music. So it transcends these barriers. And I wanted to do something initially related to children, actually. Young people singing songs from Syria, American young people singing, and vice versa, to create a cultural bridge. But that requires a lot of work, you know. So I wanted to go the path of least resistance initially, and we stumbled upon the Sultans. They just landed in our lap. And I thought, this band is amazing because they have a significant awareness of their surroundings, you know. They sing to a whale. They sing to a horse island. They sing to a blind person, and they sing for peace. You know, so they are already doing it. You know, they would be the best fit for a project like this. So I think hopefully we'll have a great time on Thursday.
Thursday night is the concert with Sultans of Swing and Hadi.
String.
Sultans of String. Yeah. Hadi's the organizer. what's going to happen to the money that's raised?
Sure. So that's another huge question. So I started initially looking at nonprofit organizations, and I looked at the amount of money that is spent on administrative component, which basically doesn't get distributed to the people who need it. And actually, some organizations, they publish that. So the UN, for example, which does amazing work in Syria, their administrative component is about 26%. So the other issue is a political issue.
26 seems low.
It's low, but it's very high compared to other organizations that rely on volunteers. So the beauty of working with the churches is actually they have a lot of volunteers who don't get paid. So the Presbyterian Church, among all of the churches, actually has a significant presence in Syria, and they've been there for over 100 years. When I approached them, and I approached the Presbyterian Church in Syria, and I found out that actually they do a substantial work in the in areas of Syria where there is a higher concentration of Christian population, although the funds are going to be spent on everybody, regardless of their religion. But the church is present there. They have, it's efficient, they're active, and they're accountable. So they tell you where the money is spent, and I have a say in it. So I'll be actually working with them. And in fact, in July, I'm hoping to go there myself and meet with the people who are working there and people who are receiving the funds.
It seems like, I admire that you're working to help solve a problem, but it seems insurmountable.
It is. It is. And there are some... there are historical anecdotes and historical precedents, you know. So this crisis right now, I believe, is the biggest humanitarian crisis since probably the Second World War. The world hasn't seen something like this before. But I do also believe that this is the end of it. This is the end of the war in Syria. And the next stages are going to witness significant NGO efforts to help those people in need. And, you know, the church is one of these many NGOs, and hopefully there'll be a lot more involved.
NGOs being
non-governmental organizations,
I
yes.
See, okay.
Yeah.
Speaking with Hadi Yazigi, who's organizing the concert Thursday evening at the Banyan Bowl in the old parrot jungle, Pinecrest Gardens, with the Sultans of String. And this is your first concert.
And probably only.
you are a medical doctor.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your practice. You don't deal with patients, do you?
No, I'm a pathologist. That's why we don't directly deal with patients. So I see part of the patient's body. You know, when a biopsy is taken from the skin or GI tract or something, the doctor tells you it goes to the lab. It actually goes to another doctor who is a pathologist who looks at it. So we're sitting in the office with a microscope looking at slides for like hours every day.
How is it you came to Miami?
My wife, my better half, an amazing pathologist, Dr. Emma Saiz, was born in Cuba, and she grew up here in South Florida. So we met during fellowship at MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. We started the family in Seattle. Both our children were born in Seattle. And after 4 years of dealing with the lovely, gloomy weather of Seattle, we naturally decided to move back to South Florida, and it's been a good thing for us.
And music is in your family.
Yes, our children are very talented. My daughter is actually on the All-State Middle School Choir, and she has her own concert next weekend. My son will actually be opening for the Sultans. He would be doing half an hour with his show with his jazz band, so he will be there, and he will be actually potentially joining the Sultans in the second set. So.
And for information, the website you have is Art for Peace. That's the number for artforpeace.net. What is that organization?
This is actually, again, this is not an organization. It's just a website. I hope it becomes an organization.
Well, so what's the response? What's the initial reason for creating Art for Peace?
Sure. I figured out, you know, the ticket company has a very small amount of information about the band. They talk, there's no mention of why the benefit concert is being held. So I figured out I owe it to the people who want to buy the tickets for some explanation as to what the concert is about, what the background is, and maybe if this thing takes off, there will be other projects related to artists who want to promote peace through the work of their art. And at this point, it's really not an organization. It's just a website for information about the project, the idea, and also the concert.
Well, Hadi, you're taking this on. You're putting on a concert this Thursday evening. I myself experienced concert production. I found it very difficult. It's very very nerve-wracking. And how is it going? How many tickets have you sold?
Not enough. Okay. We sold about 124 as of last night.
How many does the Banyan? I remember being there as a kid going to the Parrot Jungle and seeing the parrots
it's
perform there.
It's a beautiful setting. It's an amazing tropical outdoor theater, but it is covered. So if there is rain, it doesn't matter. It has 530 seats, and we hope to get a full house. I'm just making a proposition to your listeners. Listen, if you want to do something about Syrian people who have been living miserable conditions, I'm bringing it to your backyard. All you need to do, just buy the tickets and show up and have some fun.
Is there any possible way that this could happen in America? I mean, Syria is not a third world country, so how can something like this happen?
Yeah, well, Syria is the cradle of civilization, by the way. You know, the first alphabet in the world was created there, and Mesopotamia, which is our area, the laws of Hammurabi were from there. So we have a lot of history to be proud of. I think in America, the beauty of America is people are open-minded. They just are hungry for information. So it is my job and the job of all of the people who are concerned about that part of the world. Unfortunately, foreign policy here in this country directly affect the lives of people in the Middle East.
How's that?
Well, when the project of the new American century, they release an open letter calling for regime changes in the Middle East. A few years later, you get something called the so-called Arab Spring, you know. So there is a direct result of what think tanks and cabinet members and people in high places, when they make decisions that affect that in relation to some parts of the world, whether it's the Middle East or South America, Central America, millions of lives get affected.
Well, it's kind of sad that we are isolated. We have no idea how these refugees are surviving or inside and outside of mm-hmm. Syria. And Hadi is making an effort to raise money. What's the ultimate goal here?
The ultimate goal, I actually don't know what the ultimate goal is. The direct goal, I have a short-term goal now I have to worry about.
Okay.
So that's going to be for the next 6 months to a year. But I'm really hopeful that this is one of many projects that are popping up around the country and around the world. You know, people are hungry. They want to know how can we help. This is an opportunity for our local community in Miami to come together. And actually, they've been coming together. If I can acknowledge a few amazing people, religious groups, different companies, local companies. For example, my friend Mitch Kaplan at Books and Books, he's all over this with his team. Different churches. I've been at two already today, and I've talked to multiple people.
This is not a religious fundraiser, but it seems that the religious organizations are the most sympathetic.
Yes, especially the ones around the venue. I mean, there are several churches that happen to be located around the venue, so it's convenient for their members to go there, and
okay.
They've been there. So if I can mention a few names, Pastor Willie at St. Stephen's Church, the oldest church in Miami probably from 1910, she's all over it, and I really owe it to her. Pastor Katie at Christ the King, which is exactly across the street from the venue, and she's amazing. So is Pastor Mike from Old Cutler Presbyterian Church. I just met these people in the last couple of weeks, and they don't know me, and they're really extending their helping hands, and this is really something to be hopeful for, that there are good people in the community who are working on this.
Hadi Yazici, well, thank you so much. I haven't been called you Dr. Hajiji.
That's okay. That's fine. I'm Hadi.
Okay, Hadi. Thank you so much for doing this work. I mean, you are yourself a volunteer here as well, putting together the concert for Syrian refugees this Thursday evening in South Miami at the Banyan Bowl in Pinecrest Gardens. That's the old Parrot Jungle right on Cutler Road. Is that where that
is? It's on Red Road and Killian. It's the intersection of Red Road and Killian. And it's actually in Pinecrest. It's not Pinecrest? In South Miami. Yeah.
Okay, Pinecrest. And for more information, art4peace.net. That's number 4, art4peace.net, or 305-669-6990. That's the phone number for
the tickets
at Pinecrest Gardens. Mm-hmm. Hadi, I think it's what you're doing is great, and good luck. Is there any last thing you'd like to say? Try to sell a couple more tickets?
Well, I mean, people are going to buy tickets, and usually people wait for till last minute. So I'm not discouraged that we only sold 124. This is the natural history of ticket purchases.
But are people going to go to see the music, or are they going to go to support the cause?
Well, I think so far the people who have paid and purchased the tickets, a lot of them are my friends, you know. So they are supporting the cause, but they're in for a nice surprise because the Sultans are unbelievably mesmerizing. I mean, these guys, I've been at two of their shows, and they're just awesome.
The Sultans of String, the concert tonight is sold out in Del Rey at the Arts Garage. The show Thursday evening. Lots of tickets left at art4peace.net for information, or 305-669-6990. Hadi, thank you so much for coming by and sharing this and doing the work you're doing.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
Here's new music from Deep Waters.
Had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out the love between my brothers and